As you may honor yourself, you have been made a citizen of Rome. Do you say nothing to this?
I have just come from a valley of stone, where my mother and sister live what's left of their lives. By Rome's will, lepers, outcasts without hope.
I have heard this. There was great blame there, very deeply regretted.
Their flesh is mine, my lord Pilate. It already carries Rome's mark.
Messala is dead. What he did has had its way with him.
The deed was not Messala's. I knew it well before the cruelty of Rome spread in his blood. Rome destroyed Messala as surely as Rome has destroyed my family.
Where there is greatness, great government or power, even great feeling or compassion, error also is great. We progress and mature by fault. But Rome has said she is ready to join your life to hers in a great future.
There are other voices.
The voice, for instance, of Arius, waiting for you in Rome. He would tell you, if I may speak in his place, not to crucify yourself on a shadow such as old resentment or impossible loyalties. Perfect freedom has no existence. The grown man knows the world he lives in.